What are you drawing over there?
It's a hypothetical containment field for a frisbee-sized wormhole that could serve as a portal to a parallel universe.
Oh, you silly doodlebug.
You know, a lot of scientists believe that making contact with other life forms would probably not end well for us.
It's a frisbee-sized wormhole, Leonard. You could block it with a frisbee. Calm down.
Sheldon hands Howard a napkin.
Do you expect me to build this?
I expect you to wipe the pudding off your chin, gentlemen.
He leaves.
Have you guys ever noticed that Sheldon always disappears every day at 2:45?
Really?
He probably just goes to the bathroom.
Actually, no, he goes to the bathroom at 8 a.m. with optional follow-ups at 1:45 and 7:10 on High Fiber Fridays.
It's sad that you know that.
Oh, that's just the tip of the sadness iceberg.
I'm looking at his public calendar, 2:45 to 3:05, nothing. Yesterday, 2:45 to 3:05, nothing. Last week, nothing. Last month, nothing. He never has anything booked during that time.
20 minutes a day completely unaccounted for.
Should figure out where he goes.
Ooh, this is exciting. Like one of my classic murder mystery dinner parties.
Right, the case of who murdered three Saturday nights of my life.
Colonel Kuthrapali in the kitchen with the olive spread.
It was top and odd, and you guys suck.
State that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
So how was work today?
Well, I spent most of the afternoon growing isotopically pure crystals for neutrino detection.
That sounds like fun.
It was.
Oh, good. I guessed right.
Penny's texting.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, just this guy I met at school.
Oh, great. We're still dating, right?
Relax. He's just a friend. We're doing an oral report together. He's really nice.
I'm sorry. What was that? I had a little stroke after oral.
Would you stop? Look, he just moved here from London, okay? He doesn't really know anybody.
Oh, good. An English accent. The sexiest accent you can have.
No, that's not true. There's French, there's Italian. No, you're right. It's the best.
Did you tell him you have a boyfriend?
It didn't come up.
Maybe you should tell him.
What am I supposed to say?
Say, can't talk right now, hanging with my boyfriend. England sucks, you suck, USA number one.
Fine. Hanging with my boyfriend. Talk to you later. Happy?
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
Nothing.
What?
Did your boyfriend make you type that?
Leonard looked sheepishly at the floor.
I hate this guy. Oh, come on, trust me, he's hitting on you.
No, he's not, we're just friends. Look, is this gonna be a problem because he's supposed to come over tomorrow to work?
Really, here?
Makes you uncomfortable, I'll switch partners even though the thing's due next week and everyone already has a partner and I'll probably end up failing the class.
That'd be great, thank you.
.244, right on schedule.
Hey, Sheldon!
Oh, hello.
Raj and I are heading over to the genetics lab to pet the glow-in-the-dark bunny. Want to come with us?
No, thank you. Are you sure? They turn off the lights and it's like a cute little laser show that poops all over the place.
No, I'm quite sure. Good day.
Well, where are you going?
Where are you going?
We just told you.
Yeah, I just told you.
No, you didn't.
What's your word against mine? See you in court.
He walks off along the corridor.
Should we follow him?
I don't know. I'm torn. I want to know where he's going, but now I kind of want to play with the bunny.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Alex, do you know where your boss just went?
No.
Don't you know his schedule?
All I know is Corduroy makes too much noise, and I have to go find quieter pants.
She heads off.
Come on.
Boy, what I wouldn't give to get her out of those pants.
And into something a little more stylish.
In a dimly lit corridor with no windows, Sheldon lets himself into a room. Howard and Raj's heads poke out from around a corner as he does so.
This is where he goes? What's in there?
I think it's an old storage room.
What could he be doing in there every day for 20 minutes?
Well, he's not doing 20-minute abs, because if he were, he'd have way better abs.
Howard listens at the door.
Can you hear anything?
Not yet.
Raj presses his ear against the door, so they're nose to nose with only a couple of inches between them.
What are you doing?
I'm listening.
Can't you face the other way and listen? I can't do anything right for you, can I? What the hell is he up to?
He is kind of a weirdo. Maybe he's got Leonard Nimoy chained up in there. Bill Gates or Stephen Hawking?
Why would he chain up Stephen Hawking?
Howard, please, you can't treat the man differently just because he's disabled. That's not okay.
If you're wondering why I've been staring through the peephole, I'm trying to get a look at this guy who's coming over to Penny's.
To be honest, I didn't know you were here.
It's not a big deal. He's just in her history class. They're working on a project together. I don't even know why I care. You know what? I don't care.
You think you don't care?
This is silly. I have nothing to worry about.
Oh, I don't know. And statistically speaking, I'm sure you have something to worry about.
What do you mean?
Well, if we assume that your looks are average,
yeah,
right off the bat, 50% of men on Earth are more attractive than you. That's 1.5 billion handsome lads standing by waiting to rain on your parade.
Yeah, but this isn't just about looks. I'm way above average in a lot of other things.
Not height, vision, athleticism, or ability to digest dairy products.
I'm talking about important things, like emotional maturity.
You were just spying on your girlfriend through a peephole.
I liked it better when you thought I wasn't here.
I'm not saying you don't have attractive qualities. Your choice of friends is impeccable. You're a good sleeper. Yeah, and last but not least, you buy the grapes I like. You're a real catch compared to some snoring guy with a fridge full of lousy grapes.
None of this matters. I trust that Penny cares about me and nothing's gonna happen with this guy.
Well, unless, of course, he's a skilled hypnotist.
What?
Yeah, well, while unlikely, it's still a statistical possibility. She might be performing sexual acts with him and not even know it.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
You know, am I? The mind's a mysterious thing, Leonard. He could be having the time of his life. Well, she thinks she's a chicken pecking for corn.
As Leonard looks at him, Sheldon imitates the head movement of a pecking chicken.
Look at us, sneaking around in the middle of the night like a couple of cat burglars.
I think we're more like ninjas.
I don't want to be a ninja, I want to be a cat burglar.
Fine, I'll be a ninja, you be a cat burglar.
No, we both have to be the same thing.
Howard glowers at him.
Okay, we're ninjas.
Thank you.
But next time we'll be cat burglars.
Howard tries to open the door.
It's locked.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Now, you stand guard.
Raj tries it for himself.
It's locked.
Just keep an eye out. I'll have this open in a minute.
When did you learn how to pick locks?
When I was starting to do magic in junior high, I thought I could be an escape artist like Harry Houdini.
How did that work out?
Pretty good. I managed to escape friends' popularity and every party thrown in a 12-mile radius. There, ready?
Hold on.
What?
Sheldon is a very smart man, and he obviously wants to keep this a secret.
Yeah, so?
What if it's booby-trapped?
Don't worry, I'm one step ahead of him.
Oh, great. What's your plan?
Howard pushes Raj through the door and then listens.
Are we good?
Yeah.
A small room with a collapsible table by the wall and a blackboard with 43 scrawled on it.
Huh. 43. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. The solution to an equation?
Maybe. It's a prime number. Encryption systems are built on prime numbers.
What kind of secret does Sheldon have to encrypt?
He's always been very cagey about what he puts in his egg salad to make it so tasty.
It's paprika.
Really? Oh, okay. One mystery solved.
Okay, good night.
Thanks, Cole. See you at school.
See ya.
Leonard's rushed to the door.
I'll be right back.
I thought you left a long time ago.
Rushing out and down the stairs, Leonard catches up with a dark-haired man a little taller and better looking than him.
What's up? Hey. You, moving in the apartment on the fifth floor?
No, I was just visiting a friend.
Oh, cool. That cute blonde on four?
Yeah, you know her?
I see around. I like to keep my distance because her boyfriend's a pretty scary dude.
Really?
Yeah, he's ganged up.
She told me he's a scientist.
That's the name of his gang. The scientists. They are crazy.
Well, thanks for the tip.
No problem, brother. Stay frosty.
Pleased with himself, Leonard turns to see Penny standing with her arms folded at the top of the stairs. She glares at him.
We're still dating, right?
He walks away. Leonard's alone in the cafeteria.
Oh, hello, Dr. Hofstadter.
Oh, hey, Alex. They call me Leonard. Dr. Hofstadter's my father. And my mother. And my sister. And our cat. Although I'm pretty sure Dr. Boots Hofstadter's degree was honorary.
May I join you, Leonard?
Sure. Thanks. Alex, let me ask you something. My girlfriend knows this guy at school. He's got an English accent.
Oh, I love English accents.
Yeah, you all do. Anyway, I feel like he's hitting on her. She says he's just being nice and that I should trust her.
It's probably harmless. You know how it is. I'm sure you get hit on all the time.
Right. Because girls are always like, ooh, that guy owns two Star Trek uniforms and gets a lot of ear infections. I gotta get me some of that.
I don't know. I bet it happens more than you realize.
Trust me, it doesn't.
You sure? You're cute. You're funny. Maybe you're getting hit on and you don't even know it.
Really?
Pretty sure.
Okay, I gotta get back to work. Thanks for listening.
No problem.
Hope no girls rip my clothes off on the way.
Come on. We're smart guys. We can figure this out.
43. What is 43 besides my mom's neck size?
It's the atomic number for technetium.
That stuff's radioactive.
Do you think he's building a bomb?
Well, it took him 2 years to put together that Lego Death Star. I'm not worried.
Oh, this could be something. 43 is the number of calories in half a cup of fat-free yogurt.
Why would you know that?
I'm sorry. We can't all eat whatever we want and still stay thin. In The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, isn't 43 the answer to the question of life, the universe, and everything?
That's 42, dumbass.
Hey, feelings.
We should stop. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
We've got more important things to do. Who cares what stupid 43 means?
Not me.
Let's go home.
They set off.
Want to get something to eat?
Sounds good.
They turn around. Penny bumps into Leonard.
Hi.
Hey! Shouldn't you be out with your gang spray painting equations on the side of buildings?
Come on, I'm sorry.
I just can't believe you don't trust me.
I do, of course I do.
Then why did you embarrass me in front of my friend, who, by the way, knew exactly who you were?
Really?
Your picture's on my refrigerator.
Oh. You know, I'm really starting to not like this guy.
What is your problem? Do you use up all your thinking at work and then have none left over for when you get home?
I don't know. It's hard sometimes. Everywhere you go, guys hit on you, even if I'm standing right there. And they're all taller than me. Why is everyone taller than me? You know what? This is all in my head. It's my problem, not yours.
Leonard, why do you always do this? Listen to me. You are the one I'm with. You know I love you. So will you please relax, because you're driving me crazy.
Penny realizes what she's said.
You know, that's the first time you ever said that you love me.
Yeah.
Just supposed to pretend it's not a big deal?
That's exactly what we're gonna do, because you're about to make me cry, and we both know if I start crying, you're gonna start crying.
You're right, you should go.
All right.
Penny makes her escape, while Leonard lets himself into his apartment and closes the door.
She loves me.
He checks his mobile phone.
Hey, it's Alex. Nice having coffee with you. If you want to talk more, I'm always available. Smiley face, smiley face. What a friendly girl.
Okay, picture's up. Looks like the camera's working.
That's good quality video.
Better be. It's a spare camera for the Mars rover.
How do you get your hands on that?
$1 million camera, $10 lock.
Oh my God, here he comes, this is it.
Inside the room, Sheldon opens up a small case with an arm attached to it.
What the hell is that thing?
I don't know.
This is Dr. Sheldon Cooper. Experimental log. Wormhole generator test 44.
Wormhole generator test?
A black portal appears.
The first 43 parallel universes I've checked proved to be empty. I see no reason to suspect universe number 44 will be any different.
He leans in, putting his head through the wormhole.
Oh my
holy crap!
A creature with long spindly legs has attached itself to his face. Standing calmly behind them, Sheldon drops the creature onto their laptop.
I found your webcam and replaced the video feed. You two should be ashamed of yourselves.
Sheldon, we're really sorry.
Yeah, really sorry.
You're sorry? You may not realize it, but I have difficulty navigating certain aspects of daily life. You know, understanding sarcasm, feigning interest in others, not talking about trains as much as I want to. It's exhausting, which is why, for 20 minutes a day, I like to go down to that room, turn my mind off, and do what I need to do to recharge.
But what are you doing in there?
What does 43 mean?
You don't need to know. You don't deserve to know. And you will never know.
Yeah, well, I know how to make your egg salad now.
They're left dejected. Sheldon lets himself into his secret room. Switching on the light, he locks the door behind him and places his bag on the collapsible table. Taking out a little wooden box, he lifts the lid and removes a small orange and red bean bag. Limbering up, he begins to do keepy uppies.
One, two, three, six, seven, eight, drat.
I'm never gonna get to 43 again.
3, 4 rats.